Do I care upon whom the blame for this mess falls? Roland asked himself. In truth, he did not. King would go on writing either way. And Roland almost hoped he would be blamed, for it was indeed King's fault. He'd had no business being out here in the first place. Drive away now, he told Brian Smith. I don't want to look at you anymore. Smith started the van with a look of profound relief. Roland didn't bother watching him go. He went to Mrs. Tassenbaum and fell on his knees beside her. Hoy sat by Jake's head, now silent, knowing his howls could no longer be heard by the one for whom he grieved. What the gunslinger feared most had come to pass. While he had been talking to two men he didn't like, the boy whom he loved more than all others, more than he'd loved anyone ever in his life, even Susan Delgado, had passed beyond him for the second time. Jake was dead. 5. He talked to you, Roland said. He took Jake in his arms and began to rock him gently back and forth. The risers clanked in their pouch. Already he could feel Jake's body growing cool.
Yes, she said.
What did he say?
He told me to come back for you after the business here is done. Those were his exact words, and he said, tell my father I love him.
Roland made a sound, choked and miserable, deep in his throat. He was remembering how it had been in Fedek, after they had stepped through the door.
Heil, father, Jake had said.
Roland had taken him in his arms then, too, only then he had felt the boy's beating heart. He would give anything to feel it beat again.
There was more, she said. But do we have time for it now, especially when I could tell you later?